This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Your voice, your vote. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Election day draws closer in a race that polls show is remarkably close. ABC political director Rick Klein says,
our final poll before the election has a 3-point lead for Kamala Harris nationally, 49 to 46. That's what we showed when we published the poll yesterday. We actually stayed in the field an extra day just to see if there's any late change. Identical. The race has barely budged for the entirety of the race.
Former President Trump began his day in North Carolina. He'll have two events in Pennsylvania where Vice President Kamala Harris has five separate stops planned. ABC's Karen Travers says she is targeting the Latino vote.
She is meeting people at a small business. She's going to a Puerto Rican restaurant. It's real retail politicking from her in that critical part of central Pennsylvania to that specific demographic. Not a big rally. She really wants to kind of get one-on-one with some of these voters.
Georgia's Secretary of State said the election will be fair, fast, and accurate. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Russ County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring an accessible voting machine back for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Chergoski says new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Chergoski says if Republicans maintain control in the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with the new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. Do not wear that MAGA hat or Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale reports.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing he said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and dreary today with scattered shower chances continuing alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild. Lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Trigvi Olsen here from the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, we're here live on the set of our election night headquarters. Not used to all the cameras. This is fantastic. Many thanks to all of our great crew, Corey Hartman. Also, our two Chris's doing all the set design as well. We have Chris Casper as well. Great folks here on the set. We are here for our election night set. Really appreciate all the people who helped put us together. It is the 4th of November, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. We are one day away from our consequential election coming up here in just a few hours. Polls will open in Wisconsin at 7 a.m. tomorrow until 8 p.m. And also, Mr. Zommers, up stairs in our studio here, high atop State Street, a block off the top of Capitol Square. Mr. Zommers, great to see you. Great to be back in Madison after our week-long What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. How are you today?
Doing well. And, you know, it's great to have you guys here back in Wisconsin. But, of course, just my luck, right when you're back, you're still right, not right across the window
yes.
from me.
Well, we're still like separated by a level or so, but it's great to be here at our Election Day headquarters. Thank you for your great job all week, last week on the road. And, of course, as we gear up, Zommers will be behind the board today and all day tomorrow, as many of our shows will originate here from our studios here in Madison, our election night, Wisconsin Decides 2020-24 set. Joining me at the set today, we have Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. Trigvi, was a great week as we toured Wisconsin. Many thanks to you. Many thanks to Reed Galen of the union as well for helping us out with our transportation. But also great to be back in Madison. It's getting exciting. We are one day now away from Election Day.
Yeah, we're one day away. Everybody needs to be taking deep breaths. Lots of disinformation out there. Got all kinds of social media. I don't know what they are, but like
trolls.
giving trolls and like wannabe consultants and giving their take. Take deep breaths. Don't fall into the. I know it's not easy. Sort of the day to day. I'm going to discover something on Twitter that no one else knows. That's good or bad. And, you know, just recognize on the presidential level, the race is on a trajectory that you'd much rather be the Harris campaign than the Trump campaign. If you look at, like, you know, people who are in the business do what's going on and what the campaigns themselves are saying and doing, their actual actions, are they fighting amongst themselves? Yes, on the Trump campaign side. Harris campaign side seems dedicated to trying to turn out as many votes as possible. Those are the real things that matter. And you're not going to find those on social media, really.
Right. And the most important thing, know how to be a voter. As our very own Luke Mathers likes to say, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov, and find out exactly how you can be a voter tomorrow, where you can register, and then, of course, where you could go to vote tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m. and go to 8 p.m. Remember, in Wisconsin, folks, you can register at the polls. Simply take along your legal ID and also a proof of where you live. And we'd like to remind you, it no longer has to be a paper form of identification, such as a utility bill or a phone bill. It can also be an electronic bill. So if you get, say, if you're a U.S. Cellular or Verizon customer or MG&E, if you have that electronic bill on your phone, you can show that. That counts as well.
Yep,
so
again, that's what I did to register.
Very good. Excellent. So myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Well, Trigvi, I know you fly with a higher level of crowd than I do, but it's a big show today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for helping set up a couple of great guests. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Academy Award-winning actor and producer Robert De Niro. That's right. That Robert De Niro will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, talking about his great career as an actor, a producer, but also, maybe you didn't know this, he was born in New York City. Probably nobody that knows Trump better in New York than Robert De Niro after all these years, so I'll talk to him about that, and also the fact that why is he supporting Kamala Harris here as we get ready to go to the polls tomorrow. And then coming up in hour number two at 1:40 or thereabouts, legendary actor, singer, Leslie Odom Jr., will also be joining us here. Of course, he made his name really for a lot of people in the great musical Hamilton, along with Lin-Manuel Miranda. And so Leslie Odom Jr. has a brand new album out as well. He's a Grammy Award winner, an Academy Tony Award winner as well. So he will be here talking about his great career and also why he is that he is supporting Kamala Harris for president here as we go to the polls tomorrow. Big day, Trigvi, as we look at this today. Both candidates on the road. Vice President Harris really choosing to zero in. She's spending the entire day on one of those key blue wall states, Pennsylvania. I believe she has five events in total, ending the night in Philadelphia. There's some Lady Gaga is going to be involved. Some speculation that we may see Taylor Swift make an appearance as well. But it's going to be a big event for the vice president today in Pennsylvania.
I hope she doesn't poke Kamala Harris's face.
What does that mean?
Lady Gaga. You know how you wake Lady Gaga up? You poke her face. It's a dad joke, dude. This is dads are important. Girl dads. Yes. Girl dads are very important in this election, honestly. Suburban. So this is the thing. What we're seeing on some level, college educated suburban women. And when I say suburban, I don't necessarily mean suburban because they live in places like Eau Claire County or La Crosse County or Wood County, I think, is where Stevens Point is. Am I right about that?
I believe so.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, women are backing Harris by 14 points, right? We talked about this with Carville. But the other thing is their husbands, 4% more for Harris, college educated. So the husbands of those people, and we have in our own data, we track this stuff pretty close, they're disproportionately girl dads, right? So I can tell you, as a girl dad, you know, mine are like 13 and 15, Harris being up on stage with Lady Gaga is really good. It's not quite Tay-Tay, but it's still powerful.
And she can make an appearance. You never know. But
you never know.
But either way, it's...
I don't think she will, but she could.
Right. And, in a close,
and she's done her part.
Correct. Right. She endorsed her, right?
Well, she registered a lot of women voters.
In close elections like this, Trigvi, you've run campaigns
I don't
for
think
people.
It's that close, Todd.
You don't think it's that close?
I don't think it's that close.
But Can these...
If you believe Ann Seltzer,
yes,
at the Iowa poll, and Ann, I'm telling you, she doesn't miss in Iowa. In fact, the Trump people have been going back to Bush versus Kerry to find a poll where she was off.
Wow.
That's how good Ann Seltzer is. And she doesn't use the usual methodology.
So
and
for
it's
those
a generic,
for those
it's a generic
know,
place.
Ann
the
Seltzer
Iowa
runs
poll.
The Des Moines Register Iowa poll. It's a renowned poll. It's kind of the gold standard of polls. And it came out over the weekend that Vice President Harris is up 3 points on Donald Trump in Iowa. Do you actually expect
a state that Donald Trump won by 8 points last time?
So do you expect that Vice
if
President
that
Harris actually
true,
has a real shot in Iowa? Or is it more an indicator
it's not
of
so
what's going to happen
it tells
other
you about
places?
Iowa. It's what it tells you about. It's the underlying. So when I look at a poll, top lines are what top lines are. But when you look at a poll, what you're looking for is what are the numbers underneath it say? When she has a poll where there is no campaign going on in Iowa, unlike the great people in the good state of Wisconsin, they're not being barraged with television ads nonstop. So it really, the Iowa race as it relates to the Republican presidential campaign is that poll is representative of people who are just looking at sort of the national news and the narratives and what's happening, right? That's how they're determining. Mm-hmm. And you have a 6-week abortion ban. Independent women, Harris is winning by 59 points. Mm-hmm. Like just older women. Mm-hmm. And then similar dynamic that I was saying, you know, like these college educated millennial women and their husbands, where they have girls, Dobbs dads, overwhelmingly backing Harris. They usually vote Republican. Mm-hmm. That seems to be indicated in some other states. Kansas, a lot closer than it should be. Ohio, a lot closer than it should be. Trump's up in those states. But he should be up in those states by 8, 10, 12 points. He's not. He's up 2, 3, 4 points. Doesn't mean he's going to win those states. But what it's saying is in a state like Wisconsin, there likely is, and Pennsylvania and some of these other states, there is a the silent voters. Just ask yourself this, listeners. Do the Trump people that you know, unlike in 16, were they shy about their support for Trump? Are they shy about their support for Trump now? And think about yourselves if you're thinking about voting for Harris. Have you kept your mouth shut when you've been around those people?
So to interpret this, Twigby, what you're saying, I think, is that the Seltzer poll may be an indication that there's a quietness out there, a deeper or broader support for Harris than maybe the polls were picking up, and it's the fact that Ann Seltzer polled more females, more women in her poll, that might be picking up a trend that we could see tomorrow.
She didn't necessarily poll more women. Well, she would have because there's more women in Iowa than men because there's more women everywhere than there are men. What she was polling, though, what she was picking up in the poll – is a sort of silence of those voters and how overwhelmingly they're breaking towards Harris.
But
now, that being said, everybody's got to get out and vote. If you're in Wisconsin right now, I will tell you, the Hovde-Baldwin race is incredibly close, even though Harris is, you know, so you've got – and you've got two congressional races, certainly in the 8th and in the 3rd, well, and Peter Barca and Stile, too, that are highly competitive, right? Like – if everybody just decides to stay home, the polls are irrelevant. But if everybody shows up and votes, Harris should win fairly handily, particularly post-Iowa poll.
But we have 1 minute here to the break. Let's focus on that for a second. At the end of the day, as Charles Franklin from the Marquette poll likes to say, polls don't vote, people do.
Correct.
And the key is turnout, and the key is getting to the polls and voting, because if people don't, then none of these polls matter at all.
No, and the thing most people don't understand, you know, I mean, I'm sure if we were to sit down and talk football with Matt LaFleur, right? Like, we're all focused on the scoreboard. Yeah. Matt LaFleur is focused on how his left tackle is blocked on the screenplay that didn't work out or why the receiver dropped the ball, right? Mm-hmm. Political people who are at senior levels in campaigns, when we're looking at polls, we're really not paying a lot of attention to, oh, the polls say it's 48, you know, 47 in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We're looking at small subsets. What are this demographic that we're targeting doing or that demographic or how is base turnout with, you know, in Milwaukee with African Americans for Democrats, or what are rural hunting guys doing in Trempealeau County, right? Mm. Like, that's the subsets are what really matter, because people don't really recognize politics at the end of the day is a game of very small numbers. You know, and in the state of Wisconsin, it's 60,000 Evers Johnson voters. And the question that there, it does appear that there are some Harris Hovde voters. And those Harris Hovde voters tend to be Republican oriented, and they want to check if they're going to vote for Harris. So
we'll come back and talk more with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Also, Robert De Niro at the bottom of the hour at 12:30. Take a look back at what happened this weekend. Don't go anywhere. It's a special edition of the Town Hall Ball Show, Wisconsin Decides 2024, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special Wisconsin Decides election edition of the show here. The day before, one day to vote. We'll be underway voting in less than 24 hours from now. Again, you can go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov to find out. Yes, over here, we'll find out more. This, by the way, this is dress rehearsal for tomorrow night. For those watching on the stream, we're figuring things out as we go, but we'll work it out sometime before we go on the air tomorrow night, I'm sure. We have coming up at the bottom of the hour, Robert De Niro, award-winning actor. And then in hour two, Leslie Odom Jr., also an award-winning actor and award-winning singer as well here on the show. Right now, Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, is joining me here at the desk. We have L.A. Tom on the line. L.A., we're going to go to you in just a moment. But first of all, I want to go to Morning Jill. Of course, our friend Elise Jordan. Well, she's Trigvi's friend, but she's kind of tangentially our friend as well. They did a great piece. We're not going to play this entire clip, but just a great montage of the way Donald Trump is ending this election. It's dark. It's negative. It's not reaching out to broaden his spectrum. I think it's a good reminder as people go to the polls, this is the way that Donald Trump is closing out this
election.
It might
be on the spectrum.
Yes. And here is from Morning Joe this morning, part of this montage of the way Trump is closing out the election.
The image of our country is terrible. It's terrible. It's a failed country. That's what it is. They view us as a nation in decline, but even worse, they view us as a failed country. Kamala's closing message to America is that she hates you. You know, you got to be something there. I think she does. I do believe you. The day that I left, I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. That white, beautiful white skin that I have would be nice and tan. I got the whitest skin because I never have time to go out in the sun, but I have that beautiful white. And you know what? It could have been beautiful, tan, beautiful. And I have this piece of glass here. But all we have really over here is the fake news, right? And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much.
I think we've heard enough of that. So the former president ends his campaign by saying he'd be fine if the press was shot in order, you know, before it got to him, talking about white skin and on. Pretty dark stuff. Meanwhile, Mr. Sommers, if we have the clip, here is a little snippet of the way Vice President Harris is ending her clip yesterday her campaign yesterday in Michigan.
So, Michigan, 2 days to go. Consequential elections of our lifetime, and we have momentum. It is on our side. Can you feel it?
A bipartisan approach, inclusiveness, big energy. By all accounts, Donald Trump's campaign events, rallies have gotten smaller audiences. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris's have gotten larger. Trivia again, you've been in these elections, in these campaigns. Momentum at the end is worth something.
Oh, momentum at the end is massive. I mean, huge. She definitely has energy. Her voters, I mean, you saw this in the Marquette poll, higher level of intensity. There's an awful lot of Republicans, if you believe the PBS poll that just came out, which is a pretty credible poll. 8% of Republicans are voting for Harris. Mm-hmm. At the Lincoln Project, you know, we've spent 4 years doing nothing but targeting them in mm-hmm. places like Wisconsin. And, you know, we always thought the ceiling was about 8% of Republicans, and that's about where we're at. I think it might even go a little higher because you have a lot of Republicans who left. Mm-hmm.
Very good. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. L.A. Tom calling from beautiful Los Angeles. L.A., what do you got for us today?
Well, first, I don't know if Donald Trump is trying to set himself up for a mental insanity plea or what, because he is, whoa, that's crazy. No, I just want to say we the people ultimately are the government, and we are showing that by getting out our vote. And what I'd say to all your listeners out there is, one, on Saturday and Sunday, we had over 350 phone bank volunteers with wisdems.org, which is insane. And also, we have a better ground game. We just have a better ground game, and we are going to win this thing. I'm going to say it's going to be a landslide. I think they're missing the Dobbs dads. I think they're missing the women, a woman's right to choose. I think the Lincoln Project just came out with a new ad about men that actually get behind the ballot box, and it's in private, and they actually look at their family or they look at their daughters, and they go, you know, they vote in secret, and they vote, you know, for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and Tammy Baldwin. So I hope that everybody just gets out the vote. We're going to continue to finish strong, and, you know, don't worry about the polls, because what we have to do is we have to win in a landslide, so there's just no question about the election. And when we do that, then Donald Trump hopefully can become you know, a dustbin of history, and the media can really stop giving him the oxygen that he deserves in terms of media coverage. And I hope they can give up on that. I hope they can finally say, okay, our ratings, we don't need this, and we have to do what's best for the country. You know, the country over the media establishment, let's put it that way.
Sure.
But, nope, I'm ready to go, guys. I'm just going to continue to volunteer and continue to do what we can to get out the vote. Trigg, be sorry that you had a bad game yesterday with the rain. Not just the game.
Yeah, we weren't singing in the rain, Tom. No, we were not.
I'm sure. Exactly.
Thank you so much, L.A. Tom. Appreciate it. He makes a couple of great points. First of all, yes, everybody has to get out and vote and do their part to make sure that and Harris probably does, in the best case scenario, Trivi, to have a larger victory, because we know you're reporting, other people's reporting, that the Trump Organization has already filed lawsuits to try to drag this thing out well past Election Day. So the best way to fight that, and people have been asking for over a year, right? What can I do to stop this? What can I do to change this? Well, first and foremost, go to myvote.wi.gov and be a voter and vote. And then, you know, the larger the vote totals, the better it's going to be to end Trumpism sooner rather than later.
You know, I think L.A. Tom got to an important point, and they deserve a lot of credit. I mean, Ben and the guys over at the Democrat Party of Wisconsin have demonstrated themselves to be really good at the blocking and tackling of politics. If I were still doing Republican politics, I'd definitely say they're a worthy adversary and they're really good to have as an ally.
You know who's good to have an ally as well? Robert De Niro. Yes, he'll be here. Don't go anywhere after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We're hearing from farm groups ahead of Election Day. Agriculture's voice matters. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. I caught up with Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Governmental Relations, Jason Muniaini. He says this year especially, races are tight. Your vote is going to matter.
This election in Wisconsin is a coin flip in a lot of ways, so it's even more important that everyone gets out and votes. The State Assembly and State Senate have some very tight races. The U.S. Senate campaign is very close, and equally as close as the fight for the United States presidency. It comes down to a handful of states, Wisconsin being one, and it is going to be, you know, within the margin of error, potentially nationally on the presidential election. So even though you may say, well, my vote doesn't count, no, it absolutely does.
Jason Muniaini is the Executive Director for Governmental Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He encourages you to check out My Vote Wisconsin. You can find that at myvote.wi.gov. That's where you can look at what your ballot's going to look like tomorrow for Election Day and where you can find your polling place and the hours of that polling location. Stick around. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices next.
We're headed to Spain and Portugal on our next adventure, and I'm excited. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join me on our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour, April 5th through the 17th. We'll take in fascinating history, visit vibrant cities, and of course, learn more about their rich agriculture. We'll start in Portugal's capital city of Lisbon, where we'll take a look at all their architectural details, learn about their history, and also learn about their horses, as well as witness the process of creating cork. In Spain, we'll visit an Iberian pig farm, also an olive grove where we'll do some tasting. The journey concludes by exploring the city of Madrid and enjoying a traditional flamenco show. Go to holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show, or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure. April 5th through the 17th, join us on our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour of Portugal and Spain.
From Chicago, midday on a Monday, grain prices are seeing support. December corn is up 3.5 cents at $4.18 a bushel. January soybeans are up 3 cents, trading at $9.96¾. Cash wheat is up 4¾ cents at $5.72¾. And July 2025 new crop wheat is 2.5 cents higher, trading at $6.08¼. The Class 3 milk contracts are moving in the other direction. December milk is down 21 cents at $19.47 a hundredweight, and the January Class 3 milk contract is trading down 14 cents at $19.55 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing alongside a breezy south wind that's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild. Lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to votes. Make sure you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this special Wisconsin Decides 2024 pre-election edition. Again, voting goes underway tomorrow at 7 a.m. here in Wisconsin. Myvote.wi.gov is the place to go to find out how to register and be a voter. Remember, Wisconsin has same-day registration. Myvote.wi.gov. Todd Allball here, along with our guest co-host for the last week or so as we travel around Wisconsin, Trigvi Olson, like myself, a former Wisconsin Republican, now both independents, and of course now Trigvi is a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We played a little Tony Bennett, a little Rags to Riches from the great movie Goodfellas coming in out of the break there, because we are so honored to be joined by legendary actor and Academy Award winner, Kennedy Center Honors Award winner as well. The great legendary actor, Robert, producer as well, Robert De Niro, joins us via phone. Mr. De Niro, thank you so very much for coming on the show. It is an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you that I'm riding in a bus, so I you went out for a second, so I might, you might have a blind spot here and there.
Hey, no problem. We appreciate you taking time. We, Trigvi and I, spent the entire week last week going around Wisconsin on a bus. We called it the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And tell us, Mr. De Niro, as you've been traveling around the country as a surrogate for Vice President Harris, what are you hearing from people on the road as you travel around?
Well, I've only been actually in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. but I don't, and there's a feeling, a good feeling about what's going on in the campaign for Harris, but I'm very, very, very wary of thinking that things will go the way as far as I'm concerned, they must go.
Right.
So I'm very wary to say, you know, man, it looks good or this, and I can't say that. Everybody has to get out and vote. And they have to do it. It's not over till it's over. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think many people, not many, but most people know you from, you know, legendary films like The Godfather Part II and Raging Bull. Of course, most recently, one of the films, Killers of the Flower Moon. Maybe not a lot of people know you're actually a native New Yorker born in New York City in Manhattan. You've known this guy, yes. Trump, pretty well. You've seen it up close and personal before Trump even became the apprentice. Tell folks a little bit about the grifting that you've witnessed firsthand as a native New Yorker, about what this guy is really like and what a second Trump presidency might be like.
Well, I never even wanted to know him or have anything to do with him. I saw that he was, you know, he liked to be in the papers all the time, in the tabloids. He was just an attention getter, attention seeker. I had no use for him. And he was just one of those kind of people that we didn't take seriously. And look where he's gotten. And you still can't take him seriously. It's just gotten worse and worse and beyond my wildest imagination that I ever think we'd get this awful. But it has, and here we are.
This is Trigvi Olson. You know, one of the things that we've tried to do at the Lincoln Project is convince voters and make sure that voters understand just how big the choice is and what it represents. And I know with what you do, you have the opportunity to go various places around the world. Could you touch a little bit, you know, on how we as Americans are seen and how he is seen and really what's at stake for our kids and our grandkids? Because that really is what this election is about. What kind of world we're going to be in.
Well, I think the people that I've spoken to from other countries are concerned as we are, and I don't even have to go to other countries to know what they feel. I mean, I see it on the news, too, what other countries or our allies think, everything. It's just like this guy wants to destroy what we are for whatever his personal sick reasons are. And we don't care. He cannot be president. He will destroy the country. He'll destroy, and it won't just happen overnight. It'll happen slowly, and there'll be a lot of pushback, a lot of civil strife and this and that, but he will do a lot of damage if God forbid he gets elected. And I just, we want people to realize that. And it will affect people way out in the middle of nowhere eventually. And some people will do well, and the others won't. And that's the problem in this kind of wanting to be a dictator. It's a random thing. I like you, so I'll do good by you. I don't like you, so I'm going to do bad by you.
Right.
And that's what's happening with these tech guys. They all think, well, we need him to help. And anybody who's wealthy and big business decides to go with him, ally themselves with him because they think that they're safe. They're not safe. Nobody is safe.
But here's
the scary thing.
Here's the good news. I know my politics. You know, before I did the Lincoln Project, I helped run political shop of Mitch McConnell, right? Like, guys, you and I been on opposite sides of politics. I know, you know, you and Liz Cheney probably never thought you'd be in a coalition with each other, but here's the upside of it. We're all in a coalition together because we love America and we love freedom and we love what it stands for. And we're not going to let a bunch of fascists take it over.
Yeah, fascists. Fascist is a word to a lot of people, I think. I'm not even sure they kind of know what it is, but it's not good.
No.
We don't want that, and that's not what this country was ever intended to be, a fascist nation. And as I say, it'll trickle down to everybody. Bottom line is, especially women's rights. I mean, look at that now.
Right.
He hasn't. We hope to God that he won't win this election, that Kamala Harris will. But even that in itself, it'll get worse for women. You hear horror stories about how the people are dying in hospitals. They don't want to. Young women who the doctors are afraid to help them. This is insanity. This is insanity.
Yeah. We're talking with the legendary actor and producer Robert De Niro right now, who's joining us, so kind to take time with us as he travels through Pennsylvania on a bus. Mr. De Niro, you had such great films, legendary award-winning films. Well, I think one of the lesser ones people might not associate with you, but one of my favorite works that you had was a movie called Wag the Dog from 1997 with the great Dustin Hoffman. You played Conrad Bean, a spin doctor, and you played him brilliantly. Now, Trigvy's actually been a spin doctor of sorts on campaigns before, but I mean, in that film, you know, this guy is saying, well, this is nothing, you know. Can you ever imagine, could you, as an actor, as a producer, if someone had pitched you the Trump story, what we live in 2024, it's almost, you know, unbelievable. You'd say, well, that's too on point and never make the movies.
No, it would never make a movie as a script. It would never make a movie. There was a book written by Sinclair Lewis in the mid to late 30s called It Can't Happen Here, but he was a Republican guy who was president. And, it's different, but just similar. You just said It Can't Happen Here. That title in itself. I don't know why as a kid I read it. And then I reread it, after Trump was elected. And look, it can happen.
Yeah.
And in some ways it did happen with his first term. And it can't happen again. It just can't happen. And I think that people have to realize what a dangerous situation it would be to ever be president again.
You know,
I don't even know how he was even elected in the first place, but something else. But how he was even, I don't know how we do this. We make some kind of there have to be certain criteria to make you eligible to even run for the presidency. There's got to be something. The laws, I'm sure, hopefully, will
be put into effect and sort of scream this craziness. It never should have been.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, we saw it in New York and see it and stuff, but it's just like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mr. De Niro, I know, you know, in addition to your great acting and producing, one of the things you're really passionate about is passing this on to the next generation. Your work with Tribeca, the Tribeca Film Festival. Tell us, talk a little bit about what you're seeing in your work with younger people in the film industry, in acting, and how that kind of inspires you, you know, to the next generation, and why we need a president like Kamala Harris to ensure those opportunities exist.
Of course you can't. Yeah, I mean, it's unimaginable with someone like Trump. You know, those I love young people to work with them, and it's exciting and it's fun, and I do it through Tribeca and whatever else I can do in my way. As far as relating it to, say, a Trump presidency, it would be a very strange, weird struggle. Mm-hmm. It would still be there, but that's just a small example of what would be in store for us as Americans if someone like this became president again, Trump.
Yeah. Talk to us a second, if you would, just about your take as someone who knows the industry so well on the media, because I think as we approach, I mean, we're doing we're independent civic media, is an independent news and radio and digital operation, media operation in Wisconsin. But as people watch these election results come in tomorrow, what's your take as someone? I know you're not in the news necessarily, but as someone who's been in the media who knows this, you know, the trust is to me, having Trump stand there yesterday and say, "Hey, you know, someone wants to take a shot at me, and you shoot through the media," I wouldn't mind that. I mean, what this man has done to demonize our media and journalism to me is just, you know, appalling.
It's appalling. It's all a scam. It's all just a lot of nonsense. Mm. He's sick.
Yeah.
And he wants to destroy our way of life. He wants to destroy it. He comes from whatever his background, it is messed up. But it has nothing to do with our country, our way of life, nothing. And he never should have been allowed, as I say, to be even eligible to run for the presidency.
Right.
And he lies. He doesn't know what telling the truth is. So if you work with someone like that, if someone like that says a lie, it's difficult to defend yourself. He did it with Zelensky by just saying to withholding $400 million from Ukraine. Just say we're doing an investigation, and I'll handle the rest. That's all. Just imply that there's some kind of fishy business going on. Mm-hmm. And Zelensky stood firm the way I understand, of course. And he was impeached for that. But this is the insanity. If you have a person who doesn't play by the rules and he doesn't even know what rules are, you're at a disadvantage. You have to be ever watchful, ever vigilant. There's no way around it. Mm-hmm. This person, he can throw out a lie, and it's hard to pull the lie back. It's the negative implication. Well, people say, well, if it's out there, it must mean there's some truth to it. Yes, that sometimes is the case, but not with him, because everything he says, it's a lie, mm-hmm. pretty much everything. He has no understanding of what the truth is and to play fair. It's about playing fair and doing the right thing. And this guy is the devil. What can I tell you? I never use that word.
Right, right.
I don't like to say it, but I've got to say it.
And you're a guy who knows how to play tough guys.
the people around him, like Giuliani and a lot of other people, they've fallen by the wayside. They've been tainted. And I'd say 90% of the people around him are tainted unless they find a way out, which doesn't affect them in a negative way. But
Robert,
you get into his orbit, you're in trouble.
Robert De Niro, thank you so much. Thank you for being so gracious with your time, rather, and thanks for giving us such wonderful memories on the screen. We really appreciate your time and safe travels out there around Pennsylvania State. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. The great Robert De Niro, everybody. Not bad at all for a Monday. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Many thanks to Robert De Niro, Academy Award-winning actor, producer, Kennedy Center honoree. What a wonderful guy. Thank you very much for him taking time as he travels in that bus around Pennsylvania. Many thanks to our very own Luke Mathers for helping coordinate that interview and for the Harris campaign as well. Coming up in hour two, we have another great actor. Also, singer, has a brand new album out, by the way. I listened to it a little bit. It's called When a Crooner Dies. You can get it wherever you get your music. The great Leslie Odom Jr. is going to join us in hour number two, so looking forward to that. But
Who was he in Hamilton?
He was Burr. Aaron Burr.
Burr?
Yeah.
Does he shoot Hamilton?
Well, no, Hamilton shoots him.
Sorry.
Look, it's been a long week. Well, we've been on the road.
They missed that in history in Richland Center.
But not bad. How wonderful it is. But what a cool guy. What a cool guy to come on our show.
So. Oh, yeah. My kids love Hamilton.
We appreciate
that. What did I miss? But we can't use that one.
No. No.
I've seen Hamilton like 3 or 4 times.
In person?
Yes.
With Lin-Manuel?
With my kids. Yeah, maybe when we saw it in New York.
Tricky.
Honestly,
travels in different circles.
I'm going to just tell you, though. You know, you know me well, right? Yeah. Like, I just don't. Those kinds of things aren't on my radar screen. You know, like the Who's. I mean, I knew who Robert De Niro was, and, obviously. but yeah, I'm just, yeah. My wife and kids and sister think I'm the most culturally tone-deaf person.
About Packers, you know that, and he knows what's going on.
There was a show, what is it called, where they're, well, I can't think of it. There was an HBO show about World War II that they, it's the boys who were in Bastogne and the 110th. It's got the guy who was in Billions. And
I don't have HBO.
Oh. Well, anyway, I like discovered it 20 years after the fact. And I said to my sister, oh, my God, have you seen this miniseries? She's like, yeah, like 20 years ago. I'm like, it was 20 years ago? Like, how did I miss that?
Drink me not always help on pop culture necessarily.
I didn't even. Well, yeah. Okay.
But,
it was years in before I knew what Shark Tank was.
Many thanks to you for getting those tickets to the Packers game tomorrow or yesterday, rather. It's been a long week. Yesterday, a little rainy, a little cold. We had a great time. Packers came up a little short. Not impressed with the play of the Packers yesterday.
Way short. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't very good.
I know. Such is life.
But you know what? Being at Lambeau Field is never bad. No. And as longtime listeners know, you know, I'm on this goal, burning up my frequent flyer miles and hotel points that I amass through politics, on going with my daughters to see the Packers play in every stadium. You know, when you go into Lambeau Field, like,
it's your buddy Alex was there yesterday, and he'd never been. He was a Detroit fan, and he goes, I got to tell you, I'm impressed.
It is the best stadium. Yeah. For football.
It was fantastic. Let's play this, Mr. Zomers, before we get out of hour number one here, talking a little bit about what happened over the weekend. Mayor and Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the campaign trail in his home state of Michigan over the weekend. And we talked about closing arguments, Trigvi. I thought that Secretary Pete had one of the best ones. Here he is on the campaign trail making the closing argument for Kamala Harris.
You are the world's expert on whatever propelled you into this room to choose to spend this day in this way.
Thank you.
What was it? I'll tell you mine. I told you a little bit about my son. Between him and my daughter, that's all the motivation I need. My day starts, if I'm lucky, it starts a little bit before dawn when they come in the room to wake us up. Otherwise, it starts about 3 in the morning when one of them comes barging through, usually our daughter. The door flies open. She kind of hear those little feet. She comes running up to the bed. And she comes to tell me about a dream she just had. She doesn't say, I just had a dream. She doesn't even have that vocabulary yet. But when a toddler tells you, the dinosaur get me, you know what she means. And I get to put my arm around her, or my husband does, whichever one of us is more awake. When it's me, I say, you're totally safe. No dinosaur is going to get you. I will not let any dinosaur come into this home. On my watch, you have a guaranteed dinosaur-free night. You can go right on back to bed. And it feels good as a dad to be able to make a promise to my child that I'm 100% sure is going to come true. With zero effort on my part. Pretty nice. But what brings me here is that the most important promises we make to our kids are not ones that are going to come 100% true with zero effort. They take some work. I want to be able to promise her, just as sure as she doesn't have to worry about dinosaurs coming into the room, I want to be able to promise her that she's going to have more rights and not fewer rights than her grandmother. Yes. Yes. I want to be able to promise her and her brother that by the time they're old enough to be going to middle school or high school, only thing they ought to worry about is middle school and high school stuff, like getting through class and whose lunch table to sit at, not whether they're going to be physically safe. We got to work to make sure that's a reality.
That's right.
I want to promise them that the air that they breathe and the water that they drink is as safe as what was handed to our generation. And when we do that, we're going to be reminded that this process, even though we know what we're up against, this is about what we're for. Are you ready to make sure Michigan produces a victory for Kamala Harris? If we can't lose Michigan, we're going to be high-fiving on Wednesday. Thanks for everything.
That is Secretary Pete Buttigieg in Michigan yesterday making the closing argument. He was also on Chad Holmes' show this morning on the Civic Media Radio Network up in beautiful Wausau there, WXCO. And was also on with our friend Pat Kreitlove up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. If you're not local there, you can get it on the Civic Media app.
Did Pat have Mayor Pete on?
He did, and Pat Kreitlove will be sitting in your chair tomorrow as he will help co-anchor our coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with our special until whenever this whole thing ends, sometime early on Wednesday morning.
When I come zooming in, where are you going to see me?
I'll see you probably on one of these fine monitors that our great engineers have set up.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. This is fancy, Todd.
I thought that Pete Buttigieg nailed it. I thought he brought it home. He made it about what everyday people think about, and that's the kind of message we need.
You know what? This is about our kids, as I said to De Niro, about our kids and grandkids, really, at the end of the day. What are we going to leave them?
Stay tuned with hour number two straight ahead. We will have Leslie Odom Jr. Also, Trigvi Olsen stays with us as well. And your calls. It's hour number two of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.